Welcome to episode 82 of the Fredcast for September 26th, 2007. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Today's episode of the Fredcast is coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Just like yesterday, it's day one of the 2007 Interbike Expo here in Las Vegas, and I have a number of interviews that I think you're going to find very, very interesting. It was a long day. It included a couple of live TV shows as well, and we'll have those available for you soon. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Interbike edition of the Fredcast. The Fredcast is brought to you by Cambria Bicycle Outfitter. They're here at the show and they're scoping out the next products to put up on their website and make available to you. But in the meantime, if you'd like a special deal only for Fredcast listeners, go to www.thefredcast.com and click on the Cambria Bicycle Outfitter link on the left-hand side of the page. Cambria Bicycle Outfitters, they outfit Fredcast listeners and the world. Well, welcome back to the Fredcast. I hope you heard yesterday's show with the interviews from the outdoor demo here in Las Vegas. If you didn't, it may mean that your podcatcher is set only to download the most recent episode. So make sure that you've changed it for this week, because we will have at least one more, perhaps two episodes of the Fredcast for this week. So make sure you've made that change. And if you didn't hear yesterday's episode, time to stop and go back and download it and listen to that episode as soon as you can. Well, today was indeed a busy day. A couple of really fun things that happened. I had a nice meeting this morning at the Shimano booth with Carlton Reed, who you know is from the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast, as well as bikebiz.com and quickrelease.tv. And he put together a contest on YouTube looking for videos that would motivate people to get out on their bikes. And in conjunction with Shimano, he was able to put this together. He had over 130 entries into this contest. I was honored to be chosen as a judge, along with my fellow spokesman, Tim Jackson, Tim Grawl, and Donna Tosi, as well as Carlton Reed, but also with David Lawrence from Shimano, Kozo Shimano from Shimano, and Bob Roll and Phil Liggett. And the coolest thing happened as we were getting together and going over the films that we had chosen as our favorites. I introduced myself to Phil Liggett, and I put out my hand and handed him a card and said, "Hi, my name's David Bernstein." And he looked at me and he says, "Why do I know that name? Have we met before?" And then he looked at my card and he said, "Oh, you're the Fredcast, of course." I mean, come on, how cool is that? So we did that, and then, of course, we had a live episode of the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable. And when I say live, I didn't even realize this. It was streamed live on the internet, not just audio, but also video. And it was great, because I know several people who watched it, including my lovely wife, Donna. And we will have that available for you in the Spokesman feed, and I'm going to put it into the Fredcast feed as well. And then later in the day, we had another live TV show. Carlton Reed invited me on his show for quickrelease.tv and bikebiz.com to talk about that YouTube contest. Now, for the record, let me just tell you, live TV can be kind of stressful. We had a limited amount of time. We had a number of guests on both shows. On one, I was the host, and I had a little earphone like they have on regular TV shows, and the control room was talking into my ear, and I was trying to listen to the guests, and I was trying to get people to wrap up, and then Carlton had the same thing later on in the afternoon, and we both agreed that podcasting is a little bit easier, although I think that Carlton did a great job hosting his show, and of course, he said the same thing about mine, but when I get the video tomorrow, and then when I go to put it online, well, I guess the proof will be in the pudding. Anyway, if you did get a chance to watch it, that's great. But as I said earlier, I will be putting it in the feed so that you will get a chance to watch it. Well, let's get to the interviews that I did during the Interbike show. And remember, I can only give you a taste of the show. And what my plan has been all along is to try to cover some of those topics that you've asked me to cover, as well as trying to cover those products which are generating a buzz at the show, And then there are those ones that just catch my eye as I'm walking up and down the aisles. And you'll get a little bit of that tonight and certainly a little bit more over the next couple of days. So let's start out with a company that, I've been a customer of theirs for quite some time. And we had a little bit of pre-show conversation and they hosted me at their booth this morning. This is Cliff, and you know them for Cliff Bars and Cliff Shots. But there's a couple of other things that they're doing as well and some new products. And I had an opportunity to sit down with three people from Cliff and talk about some of the things that they're doing. So here are my interviews with the folks from Cliff. I'm at the Cliff Bar booth, and I'm with Alyssa Berman, and she's going to tell us about the Luna line of products. And Luna products are specifically for women, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. The Luna Bar was created specifically for women, and then Luna Sport is a subline of that, and it's made just specifically for women athletes.
So tell me what makes a line of nutrition products for women different than a line for men?
So basically, just in out there in the world right now, there's a lot of products that are made specifically for women, whether it's like a bike saddle or a bike frame. Women are sized differently than men. Our proportions are different. Our nutritional needs are different as well. So anything from a piece size, our mouths tend to be smaller. Our hands are smaller, our caloric needs are different, our vitamins and minerals are different. So we've really looked at the products that are on the market today and said what's happening and what's going on. So, for example, women are taking drinks right now and they're cutting them in half and they're watering them down, they're diluting them because they're too sweet, they have too many calories. They're taking bars and they're cutting them in half because they don't want as many calories or they just don't want the size package in their, you know, jersey pocket or something. So we've really looked at all that and taken specific note for each product that we've developed and made it and tailored it for them.
So tell me what's new for this year in the Luna line.
So we have three products this year. We have an electrolyte drink, we have a recovery drink, and then we have an energy chew. So the electrolyte drink, it's 80% organic and it's only 80 calories per packet. So you fill up your 16-ounce water bottle and it's only 80 calories, which a lot of times, women just, if you're not riding for that long, if you're not doing that long of a workout, you just don't want all those calories, or you just don't want such a sticky, sweet flavor in your mouth. You just want a mild, clean, crisp flavor. So that was really the goal with the drink.
And I tried your grapefruit drink, and it's really tasty.
Yeah, it's great. It's got just a mild flavor, but it's giving you the electrolytes you need, because when you sweat, you lose those, and so you need to replenish them. And then the drinks also have 10% of vitamins like A, C, and E, B vitamins, calcium and iron, things that a lot of times women and women athletes in particular tend to be deficient in.
So what else is new for the year?
So the next big product is our Luna Sport Moons. So these are energy chews. They're similar to the Cliff Shot blocks, which have been a phenomenal success. But what a lot of times we hear is that the block piece size is too big. And so a lot of women, it's two bites for them versus one. So we've made each piece size of our moons half the size. And they're also moon-shaped. And then there's 100 calories per package. So right now the shot blocks, there's two servings in a package and it's 200 calories. A lot of women say, I only eat two of the blocks and then the rest of them kind of fall out in my jersey pocket and I never end up eating them again. So these are six blocks, but they're half the size, and then there's 100 calories per package.
And what else do you have for this year?
The next product is our recovery drink. And what we've done is recognize a lot of times women don't have enough protein in their diet, whether it's because they're vegetarian, whether it's just because they're taxing their bodies and need that protein for recovery. So we've made a recovery drink for them. It's only 120 calories, which the key piece about that is you're getting 8 grams of whey protein, but it's only 120 calories. A lot of times recovery drinks have so much stuff packed into them that they're like 300 calories. And one of the big pieces for a woman is, you know, when I go and I work out, I feel really good and I just burned a lot of calories. And I feel like I'm getting in shape. And the last thing I want to do is come back and ingest all those calories, if not more than, right back in. It's kind of like a self-defeating thing here. So it's 120 calories. It's a smoothie, so you just mix it with water and shake it up, and it tastes really creamy. Comes in dark chocolate and strawberry banana. It has 55% organic ingredients. So it's just a really great-tasting way to get protein in your diet.
So if people want to go online and learn more about the brand, where do they go?
You're going to go to lunabar.com/sport.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And now I'm with Chris Randall from Cliff, and I'm looking at these packets of drink, and they're sort of unique. Tell me what is new about these.
Sure. Well, this is called Hot Shot. It's our new hot electrolyte and hot recovery drinks, which is a first in the marketplace. The marketplace right now is geared towards basically cold drinks. So it's hot hot weather activity. Athletes doing their thing in summer, spring, fall months when it's reasonably warm and a cold drink feels good. But there's no product out there right now that's talking to athletes when they're doing their thing in the wintertime when it's cold. And everyone knows when you're cold, the last thing you want to do is throw down another cold drink. It feels really good, warming, soothing to have a hot drink. It warms you up. It actually helps elevate your body temperature, so you're actually going to perform better and feel better. So what we did, we took classic hot drink flavors. On the electrolyte side, we took a hot apple cider, and it has the same nutrition as our cold drinks, but it's just in that hot apple cider flavor. So when you add hot water to it, it sort of brings you back to a real soothing feeling. Delivers electrolytes and carbohydrates. On the recovery side, so when you're done with your activity, mix up a hot chocolate. You're going to get amino acids, electrolytes, carbohydrates, sodium, all those things that help you come back better for the next day, but in a really yummy sort of adult style hot chocolate. So it's a real rich dark chocolate flavor, and it tastes fantastic. And so again, in the marketplace right now, there's nothing like it, and we hope that people who are either riding, running, skiing, whatever they do in the winter, they can enjoy these and actually do better in the wintertime.
One of the great things about this, I know when I ride in the wintertime, my throat, just from breathing in the cold air, it just hurts. And so this is going to help with that, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that, but when you do actually hydrate, it actually sort of soothes and lubricates your throat. So again, if you've got a drink that's pleasant to drink versus something that's cold that maybe you'd shy away from because it doesn't feel as good, yeah, that would be a side benefit.
So what else is new from Clif this year?
So what else we have are the blocks. So that continues to be sort of our lead and most exciting products. So blocks, again, are sort of a chewable version of energy gels. And people have found them really easy to eat. They're easy to modulate. So you can eat, you open the packet, you can eat 1, 2, 6, whatever you want to do. We now have blocks that have extra sodium. So if you have problems with muscle cramping, you can have our margarita flavor, which has 3 times the regular sodium. Kind of playing off that name. No alcohol included. And then we have caffeinated blocks and decaf blocks as well. So there's really a variety for people, and those have just been a huge success for us as people found them really accessible and easy to eat.
That's great. A lot of great products from Clif this year. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you, David.
And finally, Jeff Johnson, the Director of Brand Experience for Clif, and we're standing outside this bus that has to do with the 2-mile challenge. Before we walk inside, tell me what the 2-mile challenge is.
Well, the 2-mile challenge is all about inspiring people to use their natural energy and look at trips of 2 miles or less and look at their bike as a means for transportation for those trips.
Now, you were telling me a moment ago the percentage of trips in the United States that are 2 miles or less. Tell me about that again.
Yeah, it's a crazy statistic. So 40% of all urban travel in the United States are trips under 2 miles, and 90% of those trips are by car. And the kicker is that about 60% of all the CO2 emissions from a car happen in the first couple minutes of driving. So that's what makes those short trips so detrimental to the environment.
So let's walk inside the bus. And as we do, tell me, where are you going to take this bus?
We're going to 15 colleges, outdoor festivals, farmers markets. Talking to a lot of young people, because young people are really the future of changing this issue. So talking to people at that impressionable age where we can actually sort of change some behavior up front.
So as we walk in, tell me about this first room.
So the first room is really showcasing sort of how around the world people use the bike and how it people rely on it truly as a means of transportation and as a tool versus simply a recreational vehicle. So we've got lots of statistics here, everything from 75 miles of the streets are closed on Sundays for biking in Bogota to the fact that 200 in China, bikes outnumber cars 250-1. So it's really just showcasing how around the world people are truly using the bike as a tool, and here in the U.S. we're a little behind the curve.
So on this video wall, you've got images from all over the world of people using their bikes in the way that here in the U.S. we use our cars.
Yeah, I love. There's just an image that went by of 4 people stacked on a bike, and a lot of modifications that have been done to bikes around the world to make them more useful for transporting stuff.
So let's walk inside a little bit further and tell me about this next room.
So the next room, we move from around the world into your 2-mile radius. So on the floor, we actually have a map of a sort of a satellite view of Berkeley, actually, with Gary's garage, where the first Clif Energy Bar was developed, being the center. And then we've got a 2-mile radius, and it shows all of the places that are accessible via 2 miles. Then we have Google Map technology on the wall, so you can type in your address. It'll pop up all of the quote-unquote hot spots within 2 miles. You can personalize a map and email that to yourself at home.
And so the next room.
So we've kind of, the idea being that we've kind of gone from the worldview into 2 miles, and now this is all about actually challenging people from everything from getting a bike. So if you don't have a bike, get one. And it doesn't have to be fancy. Again, it can be anything that can get you around town, all the way to people who have been riding, you know, a long time and are racing or using their bike for a strictly sort of recreational element, to, you know, transforming that bike into a true means of transportation, adding panniers, racks, that kind of stuff. So this room, we give people an actual passport, and they stamp their challenge that they're committing to after having walked through the bus.
This is a great project. Where can people find more information about it other than seeing the bus as it comes through their town?
Yeah, if you can't, one, 2milechallenge.com. You can see the tour route for the bus. But if you can't physically make it out to see the bus itself, all of the challenge aspects live on the web. There's some video on the web. All of the supporting statistics are there. So, you know, if we don't have a chance to meet you out in the world, you can visit the 2milechallenge.com address.
Good luck with this. Jeff, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, David.
So there's a company that's not only trying to increase our enjoyment and performance while we ride, but is also trying to really do their part to make the world a better place through riding. And you've really got to respect that. And I appreciate all the time and energy that the Cliff folks have put into their products, as well as into the 2 Mile Challenge, and also into the time that they gave me today during the show. Well, we talked to Cliff a little bit about the Luna brand of products, or performance products for women athletes. And one of the questions I often get in your emails is, can you cover a few more women's specific issues? So I had a chance today to visit the booth of Veltech Sports, and they're the distributor for SheBeast women's cycling apparel. And here's what I learned about their products today. One of the questions I get all the time is to cover products that are specifically for women cyclists. And so I'm here with Craig Brownlee. He's the product manager for SheBeast. And I'm familiar with the product because my wife wears SheBeast and my daughters do. But why don't you tell everybody the philosophy of SheBeast?
Well, SheBeast is a brand that is, in my opinion, unlike any other brand, and that is created by a woman for a woman. Claudia Reed came up with the concept of a woman's line years ago while she was riding her bike across Asia. The product that we have is unlike any other line of women's specific apparel in that it fits unbelievable. I mean, you can really see women, their eyes really sparkle when they realize they have found the perfect jersey or short or what have you. And it's just a remarkable line.
So why don't you describe sort of the depth of the line, where you go in jerseys, where you go in shorts, et cetera?
Well, we strive to have a very high-end appeal. So we don't try to offer, products based on price point. We offer products based on quality. And when you're looking at the product, whether it's on the website or in the storefront, you can really see that come across. And once you realize the quality and the fit and the design, price becomes, less of an issue. But the thing is remarkably, we're able to offer this at very competitive pricing. So it works. I mean, we don't offer products based on price, but in the end, it works out. So we're very competitive, but the quality, you set this product in, side by side with another manufacturer, and it's hands down outsells every time. So
for our women cyclists, what's new for 2008 from SheBeast?
Everything. We've completely revamped the entire line. There was a lot of redundancy in the collection, so coming out now, all the colors, all the designs are new. So we've reformulated our line plan, and going forward there will be a lot more focus on those specific categories of product, whether it be high-end racing jerseys or, technologically advanced pieces for the beach cruiser type girl. So,
now what is it about the She Beast shorts that when a woman puts them on, they just instantly know? Because that's what I've heard from my family. They'll never wear another pair of shorts. What is it? How are they engineered that makes them so different?
Well, they're engineered around a female figure. You kind of struck a nerve there because, you know, what makes a woman go crazy? I'm a guy. I can't tell you, but I do listen to the design department, who, you know, and they're really, you know, it's a room full of women making product for women, and I'll tell you what, they do a knockout job at it, and like your wife and daughter can attest, it's amazing fit.
Where can people find more information about the product?
You can go to the website, www.shebeast.com, or you can go into your local retailer and ask them for the if they carry it, if they stock it, and if they don't, they need to contact their local Veltech Sports representative to get some more product in the line.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Well, following my conversation with SheBeast, I had the opportunity to stop by the Campagnolo booth, and time was precious, but I did get a couple of words from Brian Sarmiento, the marketing manager. Brian, tell me what's new from Campy this year.
We got a lot of great things about Campagnolo this year. One thing we have is our new carbon cranks on the Centaur Grupo, but you still have your choices between the carbon cranks and aluminum cranks. And the other newest thing that we have is our front derailleurs that is compact and standard compatible. So instead of having to stock two front derailleurs, now you can only stock one.
And, you know, there's a lot of, let's call them new Grupo companies out there. How does Campy differentiate themselves from some of these other companies and some of these other groups?
Well, the best thing about Campagnolo, one, we have the years and experience behind us. We're, you know, we're going to our seventh, fifth year. The second thing is, you know, when you're trying to compare our stuff to anyone else's, our stuff is meant to work together. We build a whole Grupo. And by doing that, you're going to get the best shifting, the most precise shifting out there. And there's no one out there. A lot of people are building just crank sets. A lot of people are just building cassettes. Some people start off building cassettes, and then 2 years they'll get cranks. You know, when we design our Grupos, we design them together, to work together.
Tell me, what's new in record for this year?
Nothing really new in record. Record's always been number one. The technology's there, so nothing's really changed with the record Grupo. Still the same Grupo from last year, for the exception of the front derailleur.
Okay, so I ride record, and, I mean, I find it accurate, fast. What is it about that group that people like so much?
The technology that's put into it. The technology, the experience, the passion.
And Campy products just always look like jewels. I do another show called The Spokesman, and we've got another high-end roadie like myself, and he always says he rides Campy because it looks like jewelry. How does Campagnolo do that?
It's a mindset. Everyone knows this is the best, and naturally it just looks good. And, you know, we do focus on the finish of our products.
Anything else new for your 75th year?
I'd love to talk about it, but I really can't.
Oh, really? So some proprietary things that are coming up.
Yeah, there's always something in the works.
Anything else that people should know about Campy or where they can find more information about Campagnolo?
You go to campagnolo.com.
Oh, good. Brian, thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you.
So, again, Brian was real busy there and only was able to offer me a little bit of time, but it sounds to me like we can be expecting some really innovative things coming from Campagnolo in their 75th anniversary year. So over the next months and through into the next year, it sounded to me like Brian was hinting that there were some new exciting things coming from Campy. Speaking of new and exciting, you know me, I'm a gadget fiend, and I suppose that's a little bit about what makes all of us Freds. And so there was one booth that you just knew I was going to stop by. So without any introduction, I'm sure some of you can guess, here's that interview. Well, you knew I'd have to stop by the Garmin booth, and that is where I'm standing now, and I'm talking to Rebecca about the new Edge units. Now, I'm an Edge 305 owner, and I've been a Forerunner owner. What differentiates this unit from those?
Well, Fred, what we did was we took everything that was great about the Edge 305, and we added maps to it. Our customers have been asking, when are you going to put the maps in there? And that's exactly what we did. So we've delivered the Edge 605 and 705 with built-in mapping, plus the ability to add detailed maps. And we've got some bonuses, too. Do you want to hear about the bonuses?
Yeah.
Okay. When you step up to the Edge 705, it gives you wireless compatibility with power meters. Compatible power meters right now are SRM and Quark. So a lot of people out there doing some serious training, they're going to be able to see not only speed, distance, cadence, heart rate, elevation data, GPS positioning, and power output right on their edge. One more bonus of the 705 is it gives wireless unit-to-unit data transfer, so you can beam your route to your buddy when you're done with the route.
So I looked at the unit. It's got a beautiful, bright color screen, and it's got a built-in base map. How will people get their detailed maps into the unit?
Detailed base maps can be added with the addition of either a pre-programmed micro SD card, or you can, if you have existing map source software, either City Navigator for detailed streets or Topo, you can download that directly to the unit or to a blank data card.
Now, one of the questions people asked me when I first announced that you were coming out with this was, will there be turn-by-turn directions? So I want to go from point A to point B. Is that something we can do with these units?
Yes. Turn-by-turn directions, something I just tried out on the unit this past weekend. I'm just tooling around in my city. It's places I know, but it was a ton of fun to go a different route and then just plug in home, because I'd marked that as a waypoint, and get turn-by-turn directions. The unit beeps at you before a turn comes up. I definitely could have used that on a ride I did this summer in Chicago. Had no idea how to get to the start of the ride from my hotel, and that unit would have been a great help then.
So a lot of people are familiar with your automotive products, where they speak to you and they tell you turn right, turn left, and they also say the street name. How does that differ?
This is a little bit different in that it does not have the audio capability of saying the street name. The unit's not going to talk to you. It's just going to beep at you. So you'll hear an audible beep, and the screen will change so that it will show the direction that you're going to turn, and you see the highlighted route in front of you. So it's similar to the routing capability on our handheld units.
One of the questions that I've gotten a lot with the color screen and with the possibility of routing is a question about battery life. Is that something that you've looked at?
Yes, battery life has been increased on these units. They've added about an additional 3 hours of battery life.
So is that 3 hours over the existing Edge units?
Yes, 3 hours over the existing Edge units. So right now we're looking at about up to 15 hours of battery life.
When will the units be available for sale? Do you have at least an estimate of when people can go out to their stores and buy one?
Yeah, those customers that are wanting mapping on the Edge units, they can be looking for those in stores mid-January.
So one of the questions everybody's going to want to know is, what's going to be the price of these units when they're available?
The price points begin with the Edge 605 unit, and that one's going to have a retail price of $400. Then you can step up to the 705 model with heart rate, and that is going to be $500. If you want the Edge 705 with both heart rate and speed cadence, that will be $550. And then if you want to go all out and get the bonus bundle that's going to come with the micro SD card with street maps, that Edge 705 bundle will retail for $650.
So if somebody already has, say, an Edge 305, and they have the wireless cadence and heart rate, will those units be compatible with the new 705?
Yes, those accessories will be compatible. Now, the lowest model of the 705 is the one that already has heart rate, but you just got an extra heart rate monitor there. But the speed cadence sensor would work.
That's great. Thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to getting them on our bars.
Okay, very good.
So I obviously spent a little bit of time looking at these units, and the screen is nice and bright. The colors are really easy to see, and the mapping is pretty much just what you'd expect from Garmin if you've got one of their regular street-level mapping devices. The buttons are nice and big and easy to push, easy to use. The unit is a little bit bigger than the existing Edge 305 unit, so if you've got one of those, it looked to me to be both wider, taller, as well as thicker, but not too much so. It wouldn't be too obtrusive on your bars. One interesting thing is that on the front of the unit, below the screen, there is a rocker switch, or almost a joystick, so that if you want to scroll around on the map, you can do that. And I spent a little time playing with it. As you scroll from page to page, the speed's pretty good, definitely acceptable, but I'm looking forward to seeing a production version so that I can test it for myself, test the street level mapping as well as the turn-by-turn directions, and most importantly, testing out their claims of battery life. I'm hoping to get an evaluation unit soon. It's not going to be in the next month, it doesn't sound like, but as soon as I get one, I'll get that review done and get it up on the Fredcast. Now, one of the things that we've talked about here when it comes to this unit is the convergence factor, the fact that you can have heart rate, cadence, speed, GPS, street level mapping, and power all in one unit. So you may have heard a name that was just mentioned in the interview about a power meter company called Quark. I've gotten several emails from a number of you over the last couple of days urging me to go check out this company, and I did. I liked what I heard, and here's that interview. I'm with Jim Meyer from Quark, and Quark is not the software company. Tell me what Quark makes.
Well, Quark makes power meters. Actually, that's where we're starting, but Quark is all about bicycle data and data acquisition on the bicycle, and of all the data you can collect, power is probably the most important single piece.
And very popular today. Tell me a little bit about your power meter and how it works, because there's so many on the market that work in so many different ways.
Yeah, well, we have a crankset-based power meter. The measurement sensor itself is called the Synco. It's a crankset spider, so it bolts on to existing production cranksets that have a removable spider. So that would include the FSA team issue, the Truvator Rollier Carbon, the rotor cranks, the rotor Gillis cranks, not the cam set. Cannondale Hologram, Cybex Sports, and then the Specialized X-Force Carbon cranks. And so that's a separate spider that bolts onto these existing cranksets. The spider is instrumented with strain gauges in a similar way to the SRM or the power tap in the hub, uses strain gauges, and then it has an integrated cadence sensor. And between the cadence and the torque measurement, you get power measurement.
Now, you've also got a receiver unit that is called the Cranium, but one of the unique things about it is that you're using the same technology that Garmin's using in the new 705. Tell me about that.
Right. Well, what Garmin is using in the 705 is called Amp Plus Sport. And the way to think of that is it's basically Bluetooth for bicycles. It's a wireless transmission system that not only includes the hardware and the actual physics of the waves that are getting transmitted, but the data that's encoded in those waves. And that allows the Synco power sensor to transmit data to our Cranium or to the Garmin 705. It creates an interchangeable system, and it gives cyclists everywhere, you know, choice in what they want to use.
Okay, so you can use the Garmin, but tell me about the Cranium.
Well, the Cranium is the big dog of bike computers. It's a real computer. It runs Linux. It has open source software. It's fully customizable. We're going to be developing an open source community around the computer that's writing software for it. It has GPS. It has a barometric altimeter. It reads Ant Sport. It's compatible with analog heart rate straps. It has a big graphical display. You know, it's full on with everything there. Retail price $995, so it's not cheap. But it's the most full-featured bike computer out there.
Okay, so as a geek, you said some of the words, just the buzzwords that get me going, things like open source and Linux. That's a really unique thing for the bike business. Probably the only person doing something like that. Why'd you choose that?
Well, we chose it for the main reason is that the Synco has a lot of application in that it's flexible between the Garmin system, the Cranium, and then there will be other Ant Sport computers that are likely to come available. We haven't seen too much of that at the show this year, but you know, you just wait till next year and there will be more choices from other bike computer manufacturers. And so, you know, we need to introduce a head unit, you know, a computer with our product, but we might as well not duplicate the efforts that are being done by other people. So that's why we chose to go the other direction and go to Linux, go to open source, and really put all the power there in the handlebar. Again, because Quark is a little bit broader than just power measurement, there's other bicycle data that we want to do. And so, you know, the products that we have now, the Cranium and the Synco, it's kind of the start. And so we need to get these right and make it work, but there's more things that we have in store and that, you know, as we move down the road that we want to move to. And the Cranium is kind of a platform for doing some of those things.
So what about the desktop software? What are your plans there?
Well, we're just using WKO Plus. It's the, you know, the Cycling Peaks. It's the kind of the standard in data analysis. There's also an open source project called Golden Cheetah, you know, which of course is you know, kind of dear to our hearts, and so we'll be supporting that too. The data format on the Cranium is an open format. You know, we'll be developing that kind of in the community, be very XML based, and you know, with the GPS data and all that. So you know, we'll support whatever desktop software is available. But in the end, you know, we're bicycle data acquisition, you know, we're kind of into the hardware, the on the bike stuff, and the analysis software, you know, is kind of on the other side. So,
where can people find out more information?
Quark.us, Q-U-A-R-Q. So two Qs. We're all about the Qs at Quark. So, but yeah, go on the website. There's an interest form there. You can fill that out. We don't believe in spam, but if you want to know what's going on, we will send a little email update anytime something cool happens, and let everyone know where it's at.
An innovative company with some innovative ideas. You're in a 10 by 10 booth this year. Somehow I have a feeling you're going to be in a much bigger booth next year, and wish you a lot of luck.
Yeah, well, thank you. We actually tried to upgrade our booth size once we realized how it was going to go, but yeah, it was all full. So yeah, we'll be bigger and badder and better than ever next year.
Yeah, big things to come from you. Thanks so much for your time.
Yep, thank you.
I really did mean what I said, by the way, in the interview. I was so impressed with the technology, with the units, with the philosophy of this company. And I wasn't trying to denigrate them in any way. They're in a 10 by 10 booth and they just can't contain the excitement and the buzz surrounding this product. You'll remember when I went to the outdoor demo, I told you there was this buzz about the Stork bicycles. There is a huge buzz about the products from Quark. And I think that in 2007, they really have their head on straight using this open source software, using Linux to drive their computers, and partnering with companies like Garmin and having this wonderful wireless technology. I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to try out one of their products and review it for you, but also I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out from Quark over the years ahead. This is a company that has a great future in the industry. You remember that at the top of the show, I told you that I can't cover the entire show, but that when I run across something that I think is going to be of interest to you, I'm going to bring it to you. One of the questions I get asked, perhaps most often of all of the questions, when people ask me for advice, it's, how do I treat my road rash? Now, we've talked about that on the show before. I did a show specifically about it, and I met a company today that is also trying to help you treat your road rash. Here's what they had to say about their product.
So I'm walking down the aisle, and I see a sign that caught my attention. It says, Road Rash Repair Kit, new skin in 7 to 10 days. And I met Rich, and Rich is enthusiastic about his product because he's a user. Rich, tell me how you decided to come up with this product.
Well, 5 weeks ago, I went down on my bike and got a really bad case of road rash. I ripped four inches of skin off my forearm, 2 inches off my shoulder, and came home looking like a pizza. My wife was really pissed. And because of that, I set about looking on the internet for the best way to heal this up quickly to make her a little bit less peeved.
So when I walked up, I said, well, you know, I've always used Tegaderm patches. And you said,
Tegaderm's the next best thing.
So tell me about yours.
Well, Tegaderm is a thin film that promotes moist healing, which is the best way to heal a large abrasion. But the problem with Tegaderm is that you get a lot of wound ooze, and if you put Tegaderm on right away, you get what's called maceration on your wound. In other words, the wound becomes waterlogged, which is not a good thing. Maceration is what happens when you sit in a tub for too long. Your skin turns into a prune. You really don't want that to happen to your wound. So what's better than Tegaderm is a product called a hydrocolloid dressing. Hydrocolloids have the thin film, but they also have a wafer that's made of an absorbent synthetic rubber that has a gel-forming agent that when combined with the wound exudate, it absorbs the exudate and also puts that into the bandage but promotes moist wound healing without overwhelming the wound with excess moisture. It allows the epidermal cells to migrate from the inside of the wound outside without the inhibition of a scab. So it accelerates wound healing, and because there's no air in there, you don't have any pain. and the dressing also cushions the wound. So it's just a very dull pain, and you can even lie on it when you're sleeping and not have to worry about it.
Which is unique for road rash. So I've got to ask, what's your background?
I'm a product design engineer and been working in the high-tech industry for almost 20 years.
So what do you get when you buy a road rash repair kit?
Well, you get two hydrocolloid bandages that are 4 inches square. You can tile these things, so if you've got an even bigger road rash, you can cover a larger area. You don't want to overwhelm the bandage, so there are extra thick bandages that will absorb much more than a thin hydrocolloid dressing. So if you're riding and you want to keep riding after you've been wounded, you can apply the hydrocolloid dressing. We also supply a surgical scrub, Hibiclens. It's used in hospitals for wound cleansing. It's antiseptic, antimicrobial scrub. So you cleaned your wound with copious amounts of water and surgical scrub. This is not meant to do right after you crashed in the dirt. Do this at home or where there's access to lots of good warm water. Clean your wound real well. Apply the bandage. It also comes with 8 inches of relaxed surgical net. It's an elastic net that goes over the wound dressing so that if you're perspiring and the dressing delaminates, it'll hold it fast to your skin, either on your thigh, leg, or arm. And we also supply hypoallergenic tape. So if you get wounded in a place other than where you can apply the net, you can use the tape. In addition to which, you get four-inch surgical sponges, which you can use to either clean the wound or put between the dressing and the net if there's excess ooze coming out of the dressing. And if you're perspiring, that's probably going to be the case.
Where can people find out more information, and how much does it cost?
The retail cost is $29.95, and you'll be able to buy these in between 30 and 60 days when we go into full production at www.roadrashrepairkit.com.
Excellent. Good luck, and thanks for providing this service to the cyclists who will crash.
Well, thanks. I can't wait to get it out there, and I think people are going to be really pleased with the product.
Now, of course, if you're going to be treating your road rash, one of the things that you don't want to use is doping products. And there's a number of people out on the show floor that are trying to do something about this scourge of doping that has hit professional cycling. And I ran across one booth, and I talked to them about their way of trying to help end doping.
One of the things I talk about on the show all the time, unfortunately, is doping and trying to eradicate it. So I'm standing here with Marty from Ride Clean. Tell me about your organization.
Well, Ride Clean is a moral movement started by cyclists in response to cheating in sports. So we try to just set a good example. We do some community outreach stuff. We have a team in Arizona that's doing really well on an elite level, regionally, and mostly statewide. But we've got goals to go a little bit bigger.
And so you're selling a number of products. Tell me what you're selling.
Well, we've got a whole bunch of branded stuff, apparel. We've got kits. We've got bib shorts, jerseys, hats, bottles. Hey, we've got Ride Clean coffee because
caffeine's okay.
The bean is clean. That's what I'm talking about.
And where can people find the apparel online?
Well, you can go to rideclean.net. You can find rideclean.com. That's our team site. And we have an eBay store. But there's also a store at rideclean.net.
And when they buy the products and they support the message, what else are they supporting?
Well, we partner with a whole bunch of different people like Sock Guy, Pactimo. We were partnering at one time with Agency for Cycling Ethics. So patent it. It's a whole bunch of, that's what they're supporting. They're supporting basically just, it's a message. They live by example and make the right choice. And it kind of goes a little beyond cycling. That's why I was so jazzed about it. Because Ride Clean and the rest will follow. That's something I can tell my kids about what they do at school. It's something I can tell my buddies on the cycling team. It just works.
How'd you get started?
Well, you know what? It's a buddy of mine who started this. He had an idea last year after the tour. He was just so frustrated with all the crap that's gone on in cycling the past 10 years. And he was lying sleepless in bed. And it just came to him. I got to do something. So I saw what he had done. I saw a T-shirt. And I said, I bought all these T-shirts to give to my friends just to show them, you know? That's how I got hooked.
Now, of course, we've just started the show, but as the people have walked by, what's the response been?
Dude, I need a shirt.
That's perfect.
The socks. Dude, I need some socks.
But one more time, where can people find you online?
www.rideclean.net.
Great, Marty. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Fred.
Oh, and by the way, I get called that all the time. It's very funny. Two people so far in the interviews that you've heard tonight have called me Fred. And you know what? I don't mind at all. The name's David, but if you want to call me Fred, that's fine too. It's great talking to Marty. By the way, if you heard a little bit of noise in the background, the Ride Clean folks had what I consider the most insane iPod portable speaker system, because they had their iPod in a humongous massage chair, and it was connected to this chair, and the chair had speakers, and that was where they were playing their music. Didn't have a chance to sit in the chair, but trust me, by the end of the day, it would have been a good place to go. Now, Marty also mentioned Sock Guy and mentioned how all the people are coming up and telling him, dude, I want some socks. I had a chance to sit down with the two partners, the two owners of Sock Guy, and as you know, they're sponsoring the contest. Oh, time for a great plug. Get your designs in by October 15th so you can win some great Sock Guy swag, and you can have the bragging rights of designing the latest edition of the Fredcast socks. Well, here's my interview with the two owners of Sock Guy. Well, I'm in the Sock Guy booth, and as you know, Sock Guy is sponsoring a contest on the Fredcast for custom socks, and we're looking for you to send in your designs for those custom socks. We appreciate that, guys. And I'm with Ryan and Michael. Ryan, tell me a little bit about what is new with the Sock Guy for 08.
Well, we're really excited. We've got some great new products for 08. First and foremost, we've taken our high-end performance cycling and running sock. We're calling it the Elite Tech Socks. And we've taken our Royale design of the past, and we've made some modifications on the foot body to really increase the performance for both cyclists and runners who are looking for the top in performance. Some of the unique features of that sock is has a new ribbed foot bottom that really helps hold it to your foot and give a nice snug fit. And an arch support that also gives you, reduces fatigue when you're cycling or running. An absolutely seamless toe. It's a brand new technology. These are the latest sock machines. There is absolutely no seam on this toe. So that just helps eliminate any blisters or irritation that you're going to have in that crucial area. And then on top of that, we added an Achilles, padded Achilles section, so that it protects your Achilles tendon and also gives you a nice snug fit in the heel cup of both your running shoe or your cycling shoe.
So a lot of technology going into socks. And now, Michael, you're putting some stuff here on the table that I saw earlier, which is just awesome. Tell everybody what we're looking at here.
Those are our new arm warmers that kind of mimic the technical advances in our Elite Tech sock. So they have the ribbing that goes the entire length of the arm warmer. There's no seams. And all you got to do is try them on and you'll be sold.
Now, I saw a set of custom arm warmers. They actually had the Cliff logo on them. I talked to Cliff earlier today. Tell me a little bit about the process, because the design on here is just gorgeous.
Well, we have a superb art department that just understands the translation between static art and the pixelization that goes on in a knitting process. And the translation is just epic. And we feel we have the best art department in the industry. And so, by having a bigger canvas with an arm warmer, the things we can do is pretty much unlimited. And the translation, as you can see, is just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I just to describe it for you, it's got that Cliff logo with the person hanging off the rock. And it's perfect. It's really nice. Now, a lot of people say it's embroidered, but it's not embroidered, is it?
No, it's knitted right into the fabric of the arm warmer or the sock. And it poses some challenges from time to time, especially for really intricate designs. But again, our art department just understands the process so well that we think we have the best translation in the industry.
I also saw something downstairs that was interesting to me, and that is you're doing ski socks now as well. And they've got some of those same design elements that you were talking about earlier with your running and cycling socks. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we basically took a look at, there's a lot of crossover of cyclists that that like to ski and snowboard in the winter when you can't ride your bike through the snow, although some people do. But we all like to change it up every once in a while. And, yeah, there's a ton of technology in that sock. I mean, we have, the latest in the sock knitting machines technology, and there's just a lot of different features built into that sock that, you know, padding in all the places you need it, thin where you want it to, so you can really feel the boots and get the performance out of your boots and your skis. As well as giving you the moisture management that you really need in the new boots to move that moisture out of your foot and be comfortable all day long on the slopes.
And Michael, are you doing those custom as well in the ski sock?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we think that's going to be our early point of entry into the marketplace because as far as we know, no one else is really offering custom ski or snowboard socks. So, you know, all the snowboarders and skiers out there, get crazy because you now can have a sock made custom for you.
Anything else new for 08? Anything new in designs? By the way, I also noticed you're doing base layers. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we've actually been doing them for a couple years now, and it's a fantastic product. But one of the unique things that we do with our base layers is that we offer a customized chest logo on it. So following with the same theme in terms of custom socks and custom arm warmers is the custom base layers. And it's a great product. It's a great price. I mean, everybody needs an underlayer to help wick moisture underneath their jersey. People that understand the layering system, you know, it's an essential piece of equipment. Anybody who's ridden their bike for a while eventually finds a base layer. Once they do, that's all they're using. So why not put your team logo on it or your shop logo? And it's another, you know, great place to just display, hey, who you are and what you do.
So what else is new this year in the way of products and designs?
Just, you know, the funkier, the funnier, the better. I mean, Sock Guy's got a great reputation in the bike industry for putting together socks that have a personality to them. And, you know, one of the things that we do is we go to the edge. And I don't think there's another sock guy or another sock company that matches Sock Guy's creativity as far as its designs and tech socks that we do. One of the things that we have here this year that's new, excuse me, is our Cancer Suck Socks. It's based on a company called CancerSucks.com, and 20% of the proceeds of the sales for the year are going to go to the CancerSucks.com organization. They will donate 100% of that to cancer research. So we do a lot of license deals like that. Dober Sucks, we donate 5 to 10% of the proceeds of that to deserving junior cycling teams across the country. Betty Bikes, we make their chain sock. A portion of those proceeds goes to women's cycling. So we have a lot of cause socks that are built into our program that really do a great job benefiting great causes.
So, Ryan, where can people find out more about Sock Guy? And if they want some of these custom products, how do they go about doing it?
Well, the first place to look is our website, sockguy.com, and we have a great dealer listing there, so you can find the local dealer in your area that carries all the Sock Guy products. And, you know, they have the shop guys are the best place to start for knowledge on anything cycling, but they can certainly tell you all about our socks. You know, we have a toll-free number as well. You can always call us up and ask us, you know, hey, where can I find these locally? And, you know, we'll be happy to talk about, you know, socks and arm warmers and all those products all day long with you, so...
Great. Well, Ryan, Michael, thank you so much for your time. Wait, Michael has something else to say.
I mentioned something regarding the custom. You better bring it because we don't want any of this normal crap. The bar has been set high graphically, so just wanted to make that statement before you sent in, you know, typical stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
And with that ends day one of Interbike for 2007. Trust me, I have a lot more audio to bring you over the next day or two. I hope that you've enjoyed the coverage so far. If you'd like to send me an email, please do so. The email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. Tons of other ways to contact me. Best way to find out the information on that is go to our website, www.thefredcast.com. Scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side. You'll find all the contact information. That is going to do it for tonight. I'm going to try to get some sleep, get up early in the morning, and do it all over again. Between now and then, enjoy a little bit of Jimmy Bratcher music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.